Right now, we are going to jump into our next sugya, and we're going to jump into our next opportunity to enjoy Talmud Torah as a chabura, and to enjoy the togetherness that Talmud Torah brings. Just last night, I had a chance to get together with most of last year's shir for an alumni shir, and it was a chance to reconnect through Torah. And in chaver right now, BMK of Tavshin Pei, let's continue our connectedness by together tackling the next sugya. And a sugya that once again will begin with Drabbanans, he is going to take us, we'll see over the course of the next couple of days, into the heart of the mitzvah, of the Doraisa enterprise of Leil HaSeder. So let's take a look right now, in the time that we have. Now, let's begin to unpack some of this sugya. So we have the Mishnah in Sari Testament Beis, begins to shift from Erev Pesach to Pesach, and the very first thing we hear about Pesach itself, about Leil HaSeder proper, is Lo Yochal Afilu Anish Yisrael, Lo Yochal Ad Sheyaseh. Even the poorest Jew does not eat without Haseh. But as we spoke about when we saw this Mishnah first several weeks ago, so the Mishnah itself is giving me several dinim about Haseh. And it's significant that Haseh is the very first din that the Mishnah tells you Leil HaSeder. It's a tip-off, perhaps, that there's a more richness than we expect. We're gonna find, we'll be surprised by how much we'll find here. And, in terms of content, there's a din, a chiyuv of Haseh. And the Mishnah tells me, I feel you only should be Yisrael. We spoke last time about the fact that, as Rashi says, that tells me that this is an expression of chiras. Why I feel the Anish of Yisrael? Well, why is that a chiddush? Even poor people. Arbakosos, Mishnah goes on to talk about, arbakosos cost money. So the fact that it's even people can't afford, we have to, someone has to fund the arbakosos. But no one has to fund Haseva. What do you mean I feel the Anish of Yisrael? So as we spoke about last time, Rashi points out that the Mishnah is telling me that the significance of Haseva is that it demonstrates chayrus. It's an aristocratic way of eating, and one could have imagined that it's like a steer in a bay. You have someone who's impoverished and eating a behaseba, it's silly. It's meaningless. Kamashma in the Mishnah, no, it's not meaningless. Every single Jew, regardless of his present socioeconomic situation, every single Jew is a ben melech, and haseba is appropriate for every Jew. And every Jew is going to demonstrate cheres on Leil HaSeder through haseba. We'll return to that which I'm going forward. And then there's one more technical point the Mishnah makes. What else do we hear about Haseba in the Mishnah itself? What else do we hear about Haseba? We hear that Haseba is a way of eating. Lo yocha chiyasev. That's not something that you do during Magid or during Hal. It's a way of eating. Of course, what the Mishnah leaves wide open is a lot of details remain to be discussed in the Gemara. The Gemara has discussed who does Haseba, the Gemara has discussed how you do Haseba on the left, on the right, and so on and so forth. But the very first question is what? For which food? Lo yochal what? Achi Yasev. Is it every single food? All the food Leil HaSeder has to be eaten by Haseba? Or anything? Just pick any one food? Or is there a specific food? So the Gemara opens with that question. The Gemara says right away, Itzmar, Matzah Tzarech Haseba, Mar Ein Tzarech Haseba, then Yain is a conversation. Right? That we saw last time, Dalakosos, yes, no, maybe, ultimately we're Meister for all the Dalakosos. But going back to the opening lines of the Gemara, Matzah Tzarech Haseba, Mar Ein Tzarech Haseba, Matzah yes, Mar no. How come? Why Matzah yes and Mar no? What did Rashi say? Feel free to speak up or to put it in the chat. What did Rashi say? Why matzah yes and mar no? You take it for granted, but why? Shteit in Rashi. Yeah. Yeah. Ah, right. Rashi says, mar is zecher l'avdus. Mar is the symbolism of Mar takes us back, as Ram Gamliel tells us, to the merirus, the bitterness of the pre Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's Galus and Geula. So Mar is all about the Galus. So it would be a stira to be masiv for Mar. Whereas Matzah, so what does the previous Rashi say? Rashi says, Matzah tzricha haseba kivnei chorim. Shehu zecher l'geula. Ah, matzah, unlike the maror, matzah is a zecher to the happy part. Matzah is a zecher to the geula. So it makes sense to act in a way of manner of bnei chorin when you're eating matzah. Right? Sounds like it's varm shutim. As an aside, just worth realizing before you even get to the heart of the sugya, that very first Rashi is fascinating, because the truth is matzah is, Rashi told me that matzah is zecher ligeula, while maror is a zecher l'avdus. Now the truth is matzah is really zecher for both. You know, Psukim in Parshas Re describe matzah as lechem oni, bread of what? Of oni. The Gemara later, earlier in Maseches Pesachim, points out that word oni can mean one of two different things, and we accept both interpretations. On the one hand, oni means like aniya, the anisa v'amarta, it's bread of speech. You have, you say the maggot over the matzah. On the other hand, lechem oni also means milashin ani, a poor person. This is bread of affliction or bread of poverty. This is what the, this is all the mitzvah were willing to give the Jews when they were in Mitzrayim. They subsisted on the plainest of plain bread. Egyptians, it appears that Egyptians were the ones who developed fermentation, both fermentation of beer and maybe wine, as well as fermentation of dough, which is what we call chametz. You'll remember that in Chumash Bereishis, the Mitzrayim had that two of the most significant players in Paro's palace were the man in charge of the bread and the man in charge of the wine, the Sar HaOfim and the Sar HaMashkim. So there are those who point out that, that bread and wine were big deals in Mitzrayim, because Paro got to eat fermented bread and fermented grape juice, which we call chametz, and wine. The Jews didn't get to enjoy chametz. The Jews just got matzah during the years that they were slaves. So on the one hand, it's lechem oni. It's bread of poverty. All the Jews got to eat is simple, basic bread. On the other hand, Rashi says it's also zeicher l'geula. Why? Because as Rav Gamliel tells us, it reminds us also of the matzah at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, b'chipazon. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to leave right at that moment. Nothing was going to stand in the way of Yitzias Mitzrayim happening. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to happen, it happened exactly on schedule. There wasn't even time to hang around for an hour and let the dough rise. So matzah is really both. That's the sort of the fascinating thing that grabs you. Matzah is both Zecher L'Geula and Zecher L'Avdus. And then Siv suggests that during the, when you have a Karban Pesach, so the Karban Pesach is a Zecher L'Geula, and the matzah can be more focused on the Shibud. But when we don't have, during the periods of time of Churban, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so matzah takes over the primary role of being a zecher l'geula, and the matzah is in counterpoint to the mar. So matzah tzar chaseba, mar ain't tzar chaseba. Good. So right, that first line is a lot of hashkafic richness, and let's begin to unpack the halachic and lumdis of what's going on here. Matzah tzar chaseba, so you saw there are two major questions that the Balei HaTosfos raise right here. Number one, matzah tzar chaseba, what do you mean by tzarech? And number two, what do you mean by matzah? What do you mean by tzarech? Matzah tzar, it needs chaseba. How badly does it need chaseba? Tosfos, take a look at Dir Maschol Kulhu, Tosfos wants to know that I'm supposed to eat the matzah chaseba, what if I didn't? I know that I'm supposed to drink the kosher chaseba, but what if I didn't? Tosfos Maschol Kulhu says, Tzarechin, we're not sure. Im shachar v'lo heisiv, im yachzer v'yishta. I was supposed to do chaseba for the kosher. I was supposed to do chaseba for matzah. Okay. And I messed up. I forgot. I was tired. I was distracted. I forgot. I was so excited to drink kosher. I was so excited to eat matzah. I just rushed in, and then I realized, oops, I didn't do chaseba. So now what? Do you say, okay, it would have been ideal to eat matzah with chaseba, but you could be yotze matzah without chaseba also. You don't have to eat it again. Or toast isn't sure. No, maybe it's the matzah, the chaseba is so critical, I wasn't even yotze matzah at all. Obviously, not Torah I was, but midrabanan, I wasn't even yotze matzah. You got to re-eat the matzah behaseba. I have to re-drink the kosher behaseba. So that's one question that the Balei HaTosfos raised. What does tzarech mean? Matzah, tzarech chaseba, how badly does it need it? Is it only required l'chatchila? Or is it even ma'akev, the matzah, arba kosher, b'diyavad? That's one question. And the other question Tosfos raises, but for this question, Tosfos has a maskana. What's Tosfos' question about the word matzah? Who can tell me what's Tosfos' question about the word matzah? Matzah tzarech chaseba, the previous Tosfos. Oh, right. Which matzah do we mean? Do we just mean the first kazayas of matzah? Do we just mean the afikoman? Do you mean either one? Do you mean both? How much? When you say matzah, what do you mean by matzah? So what does Tosa say? Fresh voice. What does Tosa say? Which matzah do the Amorah mean here? Which matzah? Tosa says. Good. Tosa says, yeah. Both. So Dov says both, right? Tosa says. Masha Tzarech say very good. The very end of Tosa Masal Ma'ida Havahava. Masha Tzarech say, but matzah, that's Kishim Rocha Achilas Matzah, U the Afikomen. It's both. Both the Motzi Matzah and the Afikomen. Who else agrees and who disagrees? So look at the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef tells you that the later Ashkenazim follow Tosas. Beis Yosef lines up the Rush and two of his contemporaries. They're all of them were Talmidim of the Maharami Rutenberg. The Rush, the Mordechai, and the Gaos Maimoni, they all held that it means both Motzi Matza and Afikomen. That seems to be the standard Ashkenazi position. Who disagrees? Who disagrees? Who limits it more? The Rambam. Oh, the Rambam says no. Only Kazayis Matzah, not Afikomen. That's the way the Beis Yosef presents it. In other words, we have a machlokas whether Matzah Tzarech Haseba means just the Motzi Matzah or even the Afikomen. The Rambam holds Afikomen is not included, and Tosfos and the later Ashkenazim, the Rosh, the Mordechai Gaos Maimoni, they hold that Afikomen is also included. Okay, so we have a machlokas. So the pretty direct machlokas where he's showing him how to read that line, the Gemara. Matzah Tzarech Haseba, does it include Afikomen? Does it not include Afikomen? And a machlokas halacha l'maaseh, you're mechuyev to be meisiv for Afikomen or not. Balia, we follow Balia Tosfos. We do a Haseba for Afikomen as well. At the Rambam Seder, apparently, you didn't have to do Haseba for Afikomen. Now, when you think about this question, so the Rishonim just say it. Tosfos just says it. They don't give any proof. And the Rambam just says it. Of course, Rambam always just says it. He doesn't give a Shaka Vitaria in the Mishnah Torah. So the question is, why? And as a sparring lamdanim, it could be that the first answer, the first explanation we would give is, well, if you're telling me matzah tzarech haseba, and there's machlokes whether matzah means afikomen or does not mean afikomen, so the most obvious approach is, well, it's a machlokes whether afikomen is matzah or not. And it seems to me that's the most obvious approach. What do you mean, is Afikomen matzah now? Of course Afikomen is matzah. It's a piece of matzah. Yeah, but a show of hands, how many fellows had a chance to take a look at the Rush in the end of Arvei Pesachim? What simon was that? Was that Simon Lamed Daled? Okay. So let me share with you. We'll leave off with this. And we're at a perfect stopping point. The Rush does tell us near the end of Arvei Pesachim. Yeah, it is. Perek Yud. Simon Lamed Daled. He points out that there's a... Afikomen is a little bit of a mystery. Why do we eat Afikomen? We were Yotzei Matzah already. So the Rush points out there seems to be a difference of opinion amongst the Rishonim. What is the significance of Afikomen? So one approach is that it's Zecher L'Karban Pesach. It was very Yotzei Matzah earlier. And this is really something new, that Bizman HaBayis, at the end of the meal, the last item in the meal is a Karban Pesach. That's a Din D'Oraisa. We don't have Karban Pesach, so make a Zeich LaMikdash, we have something else. Why do we eat something else? We don't want to eat meat, then it would look like it actually is Karban Pesach. That would be a probably concern of Mi'ila. So we eat a piece of matzah. So that's one approach. Chazal Masakin, eat another piece of matzah in the meal, Zeichel Karban Pesach. And then there are other Rishonim who say, no, that Afikomen is part and parcel of the mitzvah of the era of Tochlu Matzah. The mitzvah device of eating matzah, so we fulfill it at the beginning of the meal, we fill it again at the end of the meal. So that's a machlokas of Rishonim, is Afikomen, of course, it's a piece of matzah physically, but what am I fulfilling halachically by eating that piece of matzah? Am I filling, some Rishonim say I'm fulfilling, it's a further fulfillment of the mitzvah of matzah. And others say it's the mitzvah of matzah is done. This is zecher l'karban pesach. Oh, so it looks all very neat and smooth. I have a machlokas about the nature of afikomen. Is afikomen a kiyum and matzah is afikomen karban pesach? And I have a machlokas here. Matzah tzarech haseh, but does matzah include afikoman? Does it not include afikoman? So my lumdish tendencies are flaring. I say gewaldig, geschmack. So in the machlokas, when the matzah tzarech haseh, or the matzah means afikoman, that's the machlokas. What is afikoman? Obviously, the one who holds afikoman as a kiyum matzah would say you have to do haseh for matzah too. The one who says afikoman is not a kid, afikoman is karm pesach, so it's not included in matzah tzarech haseh. Sounds all neat and smooth. The problem is that if you actually take it to the laboratory and test this theory, it doesn't work. Let me just begin to sketch this out, and we'll fill this in more next time, and also have to see what else we would say. But our first theory, that the lumdus, the nekudas hamachlokas about haseba and afikoman, it's a machlokas of the nature of afikoman, it would have said that what? Well, who says that you need Haseba for Afikoman? The Baal HaTosfos, specifically the Rosh. Who says you don't need Haseba for Afikoman? The Rambam. So it would be all hunky-dory if the Rosh held that Afikoman is a kim of Matzah, and that's why Matzah Tzarech Haseba includes Afikoman. And it would be great if the Rambam, who says Afikoman does not eat Haseba, if he was the one who said Afikoman is not a kim of Matzah. Here's the problem. The Rosh, who says that Afikoman does require Haseba, he says, you'll take a look Nifra next time, he says that Afikoman is Eichel Karm Pesach, it's not a Kiyum and a Matzah. While the Rambam has the absolutely fascinating Psach, in the end of Parachet, the end of Chametzu Matzah, based on Rif, the end of Psachim, about what you do, and leave it for next time, you have a chance to work on this Becharusa, about what you do when you only have one Kazayas of Matzah Shmura. The Rambam has a psak which makes it clear that Afikoman is a kiyum of matzah. So everything's backwards. The Rambam says Afikoman is a kiyum of matzah, and yet it doesn't require a seba. The Rosh says Afikoman is not a kiyum of matzah. This is Eichel Karban Pesach, and yet he holds it does require a seba. So again, let's recap for now. You saw that the Gemara, the Mishnah, tells us that Haseba is a way of eating. And the Gemara fills in that it's not just eating anything, but there are specific foods that have to be eaten by Haseba. And they're symbolically appropriate. Matzah tzarech Haseba, mar ein tzarech Haseba. So the Gemara tells us that. And the Rishonim continue to get more detailed. What exactly do you mean by matzah tzarech Haseba? Which matzah? So we saw that the Tosfos and the Rosh and the other Ashkenazim, most of the other Ashkenazim, hold that Afikoman is included in Matzah Tzarech Haseba, while the Rambam holds Afikoman is not included in Matzah Tzarech Haseba. A machlokus whether Afikoman requires a Haseba or not, a machlokus of whether Matzah Tzarech Haseba includes Afikoman as well. And our first theory in terms of the Nekudas HaMachlokas, our first theory in terms of how to be Mazur this machlokus would be, well, it's a machlokus of the nature of Afikoman. If Afikoman is a Kiyum Matzah, then Matzah Tzarech Haseba includes Afikoman. If not, then not. It's a good first theory that the Nekudas HaMachlokas is really rooted in a chakira of the nature of Afikoman. The problem is that you can't just varf nice chakiris, you have to actually do your homework. And when you line it up, it doesn't line up. Everything is backwards. The Rambam, who doesn't require Haseba Afikoman, says Afikoman is Matzah. The Rosh, who does not require Haseba Afikoman, who does require Haseba Afikoman, holds Afikoman is not Matzah. So for next time, now we're going to unpack this a little more to see what it is that the Rosh and the Rambam say about the nature of Afikoman. And then we're going to have to look for a different approach. If the machlokas over Haseba and Afikoman is not about the nature of Afikoman, then it must be it's about the nature of Haseba. That's where we're headed for next time. That's where we're headed for next time, Yitzhak Hashem.